Welcome to everybody. Thank you for joining us on this call. Today, Matt and myself, Sejal, will be talking about how suppressed emotions can lead to illness. It's a topic that's very close to our hearts. Both Matt and I work with people in helping them get relief from their physical pain and improve their health through releasing stuck emotions in their body. It's something that science is starting to look at. There are scientists such as Bruce Lipton and Candy Spert who have done groundbreaking work on the connection between our emotions and our bodies, how our bodies function, how healthy they are. And Matt and I, we find that working at this level with people who have chronic illnesses, they really benefit. So what we'd like to do is tell you a bit about ourselves, how we work, and spend more time, most of the podcast, on explaining quite what is happening when we have negative emotions. So let me introduce Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Sejal. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And tell us a bit about your background. How did you come to doing this kind of work?
Okay. I could see energy even when I was a little boy, but I soon realized not everyone else did, so I buried it. I became an engineer, and when I learned about Einstein's laws of relativity, somehow I made the connection that matter and energy were interchangeable, and that was the basis for my development of coherent healing, which is basically a conversion of matter into energy and vice versa. And I coupled that with my skill for seeing, and that's how I did it. And I was self-taught, and I learned, thanks to my great many patient clients that allowed me to experiment on them over the years. So that's how I got into this.
Say that again?
Before there was the word medical intuitive, I was doing this. Yeah.
It's a word that's more in use these days since people like Carolyn Miss have come to the forefront and explain what they do.
Correct. I had to thank her for telling me what exactly I could call myself. I was calling myself an energy engineer, which doesn't really say much back then. So. But anyways, I'm glad to be here. I love doing these types of shows because I want people to learn about EFT. I think EFT is the greatest gift to humanity of the last century. And as I tell everyone, I think it should be taught in kindergarten. It's that powerful to affect health. And that's what I want to talk about tonight with you.
Wonderful. Well,
let's hear a bit about the background.
Lovely. Well, that kind of leads into me. I am an emotional freedom techniques practitioner. EFT is a way to allow our bodies to heal themselves. EFT is a technique devised in America in the mid-90s by a wonderful engineer, another engineer called Gary Craig. And if you want to find out more information, his website is allthews.emofree.com. Gary has decided to make EFT available to as many people as possible, and on his website you can download a free manual that provides the basics to EFT. What is EFT? Let me tell you a bit more about that. EFT is a way of working with our body's energy points. We call them acupressure points. We stimulate those points, and we also use wordplay to involve our minds. The resultant effect of stimulating these points through gentle tapping and using our mind with words is that we get a gentle, often very quick, release of painful emotions, physical pain in the body, and a number of other benefits. EFT is really effective for all manner of conditions, so it works effectively on physical pain, emotional distress. It's very good for improving mindset and focus. So one of the areas I work in is helping business people improve their performance so they get more out of their work. It's also a very effective self-development tool for people who are interested in growing on their spiritual path. My own history is that I was a corporate lawyer. I worked in the City of London for 5 years, and I also worked abroad as internationally as a lawyer. And I was dealing with huge levels of daily stress. I decided to find a safe, gentle mechanism that I could use for myself, and EFT was that tool. In that process, I found a natural love for it and a natural talent for working with it, to the point that I started helping friends, family, colleagues. It just kind of snowballed into something that I knew I wanted to spend more time doing. So as of 2 years ago, I started up my practice and became a full-time EFT practitioner. Today, I work with many different people to help them achieve their goals. So that's a bit about my background. I think it might help our listeners, Matt, if we explain what the difference is between a medical intuitive and, say, a psychic healer. Because I think, as we touched on before, there's quite a few different ways of healing, and it's not always clear what they are. So can you tell us a bit about what a medical intuitive is?
A medical intuitive is someone who intuits your physical condition. They can either intuit many, many different ways. I happen to see at a distance, but there are many other ways to do it. Some people can sense with their hands. Other intuitives hear voices. It doesn't matter how they do it. Mainly what they get is intuitive information about the state of your health. So that's basically what a medical intuitive is. They have a sense of what's wrong with you, right? My particular field is seeing at a distance. I hear your voice, and I see a picture of you that looks like an X-ray. And what it really is the energy that you emit. Loose muscles emit a lot of energy. Tight muscles emit less energy. And so I know where people are tense, right? Now, a psychic healer can also do this, can also sense disease, but also has the ability to transmit energy to and from a person, either in person or at a distance, and I also do that. So that's the main difference. A psychic healer is actively involved in changing a person's energetic structure, which then affects the physical body, whereas a medical intuitive is more a reader of a person's condition, necessarily transmit energy or take energy away. That's the main difference.
That's helpful to know. And in terms of your work, what types of issues do you help with?
There's almost nothing I don't help with. It didn't start out that way. I started out doing knees because I had bad knees myself. Over the years, more and more people called me, to the point where, I mean, I've seen people with most types of diseases. Most of them respond really well to energy medicine. I'm not someone that says or believes that you should only pursue one type of alternative healing. I think there's a very real place and an important place for allopathic medicine, as well as homeopathy, naturopathy. So I'm a generalist in that sense, but what I practice is just the energy part of things. Types of diseases, I've because of the work I did on myself, on mind-body work, I did bioenergetic therapy back in the early 80s. I developed a
What's
deep
that,
understanding.
Matt? Bioenergetic therapy.
Okay, bioenergetic therapy is a type of therapy that says it's not enough to do talk about your problems. You have to remove the emotional scars from your body. The premise is that whatever traumas we've had as infants remain stuck in our body, infants or adults. And so it's one thing to talk and learn about what happened to you, but that's not enough. Optimal health comes from releasing the chronic tensions that remain in our body, the scars of our emotional hurts. And that's the that's the main thing we're going to talk about today, is why we have those scars, how they develop, and how we can get rid of them. But back then, there wasn't EFT. EFT can help tremendously. But back then, I just had bioenergetics, but it came to the same conclusion. Basically, I was able to loosen my body and see all the benefits that accrued from that. So, getting back to the original question, I work a lot with people with cancer. I work with people that are in physical pain. I work a lot with people that have emotional disturbances. The type of work I do isn't just limited to body work. Because it's an energy work, I work also on people's energetic bodies, which some might call their spiritual levels. I do repairs to, in the same way that you can have a problem in your physical body, you can also have a problem in your energetic body, which will then have repercussions on your physical body. So I do things like aura repair and energetic balancing, as well as work inside the body. But I've worked with people with MS, many, many people with cancer in various stages, anxiety disorders, depression, psoriasis, diabetes, MS, myasthenia gravis, very rare diseases. Most of them respond one way or the other to energy work coupled with removing the underlying cause of disease. In 95% of the cases, clients with chronic disease, the disease manifests in a part of their body that has no energy because of chronic tension. Now, there are exceptions, of course. If someone comes in and talks to me that they've sprained their ankle, well, there's no mind-body connection there necessarily. They just sprained their ankle. But people with long-standing disease, I would say 99% of them, I can almost predict where the disease will occur. The actual disease that they manifest is a function of their DNA. You can have two people with dark spots in the stomach. One will develop ulcers. One will develop stomach cancer, for example, or some other disease. But the location is easily predicted by the energy level of the body, and I'll explain why later on in the program.
Excellent. I think I would agree with you with a couple of points you made there. The first is that our work is alongside other mainstream medical practitioners. We're here to support people in all their choices. And what we do is to really provide more choices. Many of the people that I work with, they have been given very limited choices because of the treatment they're receiving. And choice, when you are suffering a chronic health issue such as cancer, having choice can in itself be empowering. And as we're talking about our own personal energy and how we feel with that energy, having that personal power back is part of the healing process.
Absolutely.
Is that something that that resonates with you as well?
Very much. I want people. Oh, sorry, I just want to say,
carry on.
I'm very interested in people realizing how powerful they are to dramatically affect their health in a positive way. A lot of people have lost hope, and I think EFT can give people a lot of hope because it really does get them to control the crux of the matter, and that is it gives them access to the subconscious mind, which is controlling these muscles, and that's the core issue.
And I think another thought that struck my mind was that what our work achieves is a change of their well-being on many levels. We'll talk about the underlying causes of disease or dis-ease, those emotions that are suppressed. very much what's required is a change in the state of their way of thinking about their lives. And that doesn't need to mean a change in their in what they do for a living or what they enjoy in life, but it can mean changing their mindset. And that's a very important part of healing.
Absolutely. Very much so.
So I think you've already told us a bit about how you see things and what you see. Is there anything you want to add to that?
No, it'll come up in the conversation, I'm sure. Yeah. But no, I think, I mean, I've given a general idea. People can go to my website, and I have a fact there that answers more questions. But basically, it's just that we're all like little suns. We're all emitting energy, and I happen to be able to see it. You know, and manipulate that energy. So,
do you want to give us the address for your website, Matt?
Sure, it's www.coherenthealing.com, all one word.
And there they can find out a bit more about the way in which you work.
Right, right. Yeah.
And my website is healthyinmind.com. All one word, healthyinmind.com. So we've talked a little bit about how the intuitive work you do works. Let me mention a bit more about how EFT supports physical well-being.
Sure.
When we start releasing negative emotions, we are allowing our body to work more effectively. An area that I often start people with when they first come is something as simple as how they breathe in and out and how much tension they're carrying in their chest. And this is something we're going to talk in more detail with Matt about. But that physical tension that we carry when we're stressed, at a simple level that we can all understand, breathing in, if our breathing is constrained, that means we're less effective in bringing oxygen to our cells. At a very simple level, we all know that without oxygen, we cannot continue to live. We can live without water for a few days. We can live without food for longer. But without air, our life cannot sustain itself.
Absolutely.
So just showing people how to relax their muscles with EFT and bring in more oxygen, that's the start of the process.
But what we find is that our memories and events from the past, traumas big and small, they have an effect on our bodies. So, for example, it could be a divorce that we went through and that left a strong impression of a lot of sadness, anger, frustration. Or it can be smaller things that seem innocuous from where we're sat now, but that still hold a negative charge on them. So, for example, falling off a bike when I was 8 years old and nobody was there to comfort me. Coming home with a bad school report as a teenager and feeling a complete failure. So it can be the big events and the smaller events that leave a lasting impact and effect on us. And these memories, they appear to accumulate in our body's memory, in our cellular memory. And as time passes, these negative emotions, they start gathering in particular parts of our body. So we stiffen up our muscles in response to that pain, that trauma. It's almost an unconscious response. Over time, where you have an accumulation of such negative memories and events, the body doesn't work as well. And we start experiencing symptoms of disease or dis-ease. So, for example, it could be sleeplessness at night because we have thoughts churning through our mind. It could be a sense of fatigue for no obvious reason. Or we get stronger emotions, we get stronger symptoms such as hormonal changes, problems with particular organs, and that's when we get to the point of chronic disease. What we find with EFT is that by very gently and quickly neutralizing those emotions, we clear a tranche of the stagnation in our body's energy system, and those symptoms start to ease off and resolve. So what we're doing is actually freeing up the body to respond better to day-to-day life. And it's in with that process that we actually bring a person back to better health. Having cleared those painful memories, the trauma from the body, that what we find is that people gain a lasting sense of peace about the events from the past. It's not that we forget those memories, we retain the same level of clarity, but our emotional response has changed. Never would we wish to relive the more traumatic events, but we gain a safe distance and a sense of perspective that has brought us to this point in our lives. It's made us who we are, and we can get on with enjoying our lives despite the past. Bringing that sense of peace and comfort gives a healthy sense of balance to our lives, and it is with that process that we achieve physical peace for our bodies. So this really demonstrates the mind-body connection that EFT helps realise and improve our lives. Matt, would you like to explain how you view the body in terms of your work as a medical intuitive?
Feelings are nothing other than a muscle that vibrates. It just depends what part of your body the muscle is vibrating in. That determines what feeling you feel. For example, if it's in the chest, it could be joy or love, but it can also be sadness. If it's in our upper back or upper neck, it could be anger. If it's in our intestines, it's probably anxiety. If it's in our stomach, it could be fear, and so on. Now, most of the people that I see have chronically tense muscles at some point in their body. And what do I mean by a chronically tense muscle? A chronically tense muscle is a muscle that is rigid 24 hours a day. Now, why would a muscle be rigid 24 hours a day? Well, it usually happens when we're very young. Today, as adults, if we have a problem, we can work our way around it. We have a lot of tools in our chest. We can conceive of alternate solutions, come up with a different battle plan, or we can use denial and other techniques to suppress what we feel. When we're very young, we're pre-rational. Until we learn how to speak, we're not really rational beings. What are we? We are emotional and intuitive beings. A baby, just think of all the energy that you have as an adult, much of which goes into, you know, our rational selves, and think of putting all that energy in a little baby that is not rational. And all that baby can do, all that energy goes into feelings. So what I'm trying to say is, babies feel a lot, all right? Babies are all about feelings, all right? And so when babies feel, you know, when something goes wrong for a baby, I mean, it's terrible because everything, it's all black and white. And whereas we have a lot of defense mechanisms against stress and bad feelings, babies don't. They either feel good or they feel bad. And when they feel bad, they can't rationalize, so they have very few defense mechanisms. One of them is, since a feeling is nothing other than a vibrating muscle, is to tense the muscle. A tense muscle doesn't feel as well. And you can do a simple exercise to prove that to yourself. You can make a fist and press in there with a pencil point, and it won't hurt, and if you let your hand loose and apply the pencil point in the same point, it will hurt. So that's how babies defend themselves against pain, especially emotional pain, and essentially it revolves around three feelings, and that's anger, fear, and sadness. those are the main feelings that we suppress, but we also suppress shame, guilt, and so on. But the big three are anger, fear, and sadness. And those are in three different parts of the body. So if a stressor occurs while you're a baby and it's repeated, then you will tense up your muscles 24 hours a day. And a tense muscle, you know, it happens before the age of reason. You couldn't file it away in memory. And so we grow up chronically tense and unaware that we're chronically tense. Everyone thinks they can feel 100%, and it's just not true, right? And this is, of course, where EFT comes in. EFT can bring feeling back to chronically tense muscles. If you can feel your tenseness, you can control it, right? Now, the second defense mechanism a baby has, you know, sometimes they'll tense up, and it's not enough. And any of you that are parents, I mean, I'm sure you've seen your children, but what happens when they get upset? First, they get rigid. That means the muscles are tensing, and they make little fists, and then they block their neck muscles, and their little face turns red, and then they explode, all right? And they'll either cry or rage and scream. And that's how you get rid of tense muscles. You let the feelings out. That's what babies do. It's natural, it's all done instinctively, and it's the healthy way to do it. First they tense up, trying to stop the negative feeling, and then they say, oh, it's not worth it, you just let it go. But sometimes we get messages that it's not okay to throw a tantrum or cry, and so the baby just gets chronically tense and stays chronically tense. If the tenseness isn't enough, they have one other defensive mechanism, and that's to tear their aura. Why? Because an aura serves like a wetsuit to keep your energy in your body and negative energy from hurting you, like coral rocks or anything like that. And by tearing their aura, and of course they don't decide to tear the aura, this is all done instinctively, it's like putting a hole in the tire of a car. You just maintain less energy in there, and therefore there's even less feeling. So many of us come out of childhood and we have chronically tense muscles. And we just don't even realize it, you know. And it's the only time you'd realize it is when you go to a massage therapist and you feel so much better. Now, there's some health consequences to this. First of all, think of how much work it takes to keep those big muscles tense, especially if it's in your legs, right? Just if you try and keep your fist tight for 5 minutes, you're going to be tired, right? So a lot
That's
of people,
right, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people that have chronically tense muscles suffer from depression or chronic fatigue syndrome. And part of the reason is most of their energy is going to keep many, many muscles in their body chronically tense. So they have less energy for living because they're using it to suppress muscles. Now, even worse, a tight muscle is squeezing blood vessels. That means less oxygen and less nutrients, all right? So that muscle area is nutritionally deficient, all right? And, you know, if it's nutritionally deficient for 2 days, well, who cares? But when it's 10, 20, 30 years, you can bet that that's where the body will start to break down. What's even worse is the tense muscle is also squeezing the lymphatic vessels that don't have the heart to push the lymphatic fluid around. And so you already know that there's a good chance you'll have some kind of physical breakdown in these chronically tense areas. And what's worse is the cavalry can't come to the rescue because, you know, your immune system is compromised there. It's not working as efficiently as it could. So it's a recipe for disease.
That's because the immune system works through the lymphatic system. So
correct.
Actually, it's a double whammy. Not only are we starving the body, we're also limiting the amount of help we can give ourselves.
Exactly. And since there is no heart, although some people say the thymus is the heart of the lymphatic system, the true heart of the lymphatic system are muscles, all right? Mm. Our muscles need the flexible lymphatic vessels, and that's what pushes the lymphatic fluid around, right? Well, you know what? Tense muscles don't do a good job of kneading,
That's right.
You know? Yeah. So it really is, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
It's true that the people that I've seen who have been chronically ill, there's almost a holding in of the emotions. It's,
very much
it feels so. Often like that their muscles are locked into place to stop them feeling those
right.
painful
that's
emotions.
That's exactly the reason. In fact, many massage therapists will tell you stories that, you know, oh, I touched the guy's leg at a certain point and he started crying for no reason, you know. All these feelings that we suppressed as in childhood are buried in our body, right? And if you loosen your body, those feelings will come up, all right? And they will come up with EFT.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I've seen this with EFT, what's the beauty of EFT is you don't necessarily have to feel them with the same intensity that you felt them as a child, which can be overwhelming. I did bioenergetic therapy, and there was a lot of resistance in me to feel those feelings. With EFT, you just blow right through them, you know, because mainly it's the fear. I mean, what's keeping those muscles tense? How can those muscles stay tense 24 hours a day? Well, let's go back to infancy and remember, who called the shot to tell the baby to tense those muscles? It was the subconscious mind, his instinct, all right? And what happens is that valve never got shut off, all right? So for every day of your life, there's a constant flow of messages from your cerebellum to the muscle. Basically, the dialogue goes something like this. Muscle, are you tense? I don't want you to get loose because I don't want you to feel fear. And the muscle sends back a bioelectrical message to the cerebellum. Yes, yes, we're still tense. And then a split second later, bam, another message arrives. So there's this constant flow of messages back and forth. That's who's keeping you chronically tense, our subconscious mind. But they're doing
it
to help us.
Really, you need to change.
Yeah.
Change that pattern of thinking.
Right. It's subconscious, you know. It's not, I don't even know if we could call it a
thought. Not conscious, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what EFT does.
It's not conscious, but it is a...
I'm sorry? It's a what?
It's not conscious, but it allows, by working at that unconscious thought level and changing it through something like EFT, we can actually allow a new way of action for the muscles.
Absolutely.
A new way of being for the muscles.
Absolutely. You know, our subconscious minds are protecting us, but using the tools of infancy. We're adults. We no longer need the subconscious mind to protect us. We can protect ourselves. But in the meantime, we have to stop the damage. And the way to tell the subconscious mind to let go and give up and return our bodies back to us is through EFT, because it throws the switch. You know, once you get the right target phrase on the right feeling, that you will see that particular feeling disappear. All right? And I've seen this hundreds of times, dramatically results. And that's why EFT is so important. It can stop the root cause of most disease in younger people. In other words, people under 7 years old. You can tell I'm getting up there in age when I call 7 year olds young. but really, if your body is loose, you know, you're going to live a much happier life, a much healthier life, and a much longer life. And it basically, it's caused by these subconscious messages. We need to stop them. EFT does it. So I hope I've given you the quick, very rapid explanation of how all this happens, you know, why we end up chronically tense. Now, what's hard to understand, how do you know if you're chronically tense? That's really
I had a woman just yesterday who was saying, well, how will I know I will feel better? And yet her muscles were so rigid with tension. But it was this, well, how will I know I will feel better? thought. How does that fit in with...
Yeah, I get this a lot, and I just have to tell people, at some point, you have to trust people like you and me that are trying to help you. I know they'll feel better because I've been where they were, right?
Mm.
I was rigid everywhere except in my brain, right?
Mm.
And I couldn't believe the transformation that occurred in me as I loosened my body parts, and I did it bit by bit. It took me 2.5 years to loosen all of me, using bioenergetics. You know, I could have done it in a few months if I'd had EFT, because then I would have blasted through all my fears. Bioenergetics basically makes you do exercises that bring feeling to chronically tense parts of the body, with the idea being once you can feel it, you can control it. But if you don't even know you're chronically tense, you know, there's nothing you can do. So I just tell people, I mean, you have to trust me, you know, and it doesn't take much. I mean, as a medical intuitive, it's very easy for me because I can loosen their bodies temporarily over the phone. So they can feel that they feel better. But it doesn't last because the minute I take the energy away, their subconscious mind takes over. But so they get a taste of what it feels like to be loose, that they can be looser. And that usually convinces them pretty quickly.
But that's the start of the process, because starting to feel better, different, gives you an understanding of how it can be otherwise.
Right.
To this lady yesterday, when she said, "How will I know I feel better?" My answer was, it's the sense and level of peace that comes into your whole being. And
right.
And like you, Matt, I can relate to what you were saying about the before and after. Before I started work with EFT, and I also work with Reiki and crystal healing, which worked together very well for me.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, I was very rigid in my muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the point that I was chronically ill, but it was a recipe for future problems.
Absolutely.
And I think of how I feel now in comparison to the stress, the daily and stress carried into my sleep. It's when you can't even get that essential rest at night, that's a sign of how weakened our bodies are.
Yeah. Yeah, we really have to believe that we can have vibrant health, and that is the natural state that we're all meant to live in. Very few of us attain it. And it's like telling someone how to ride a bike. I mean, you just kind of have to do the steps and see, you know, that you get benefits. I remember, I mean, the first thing I ever did was I loosened the soles of my feet. I couldn't believe how good I felt. And when I realized that, then I said, I want my whole body to feel this way. And that's what I did. I continued to want my whole body was loose.
Mm.
People have to trust and believe that there is a better way to live.
Definitely.
All you have to do is look at your pets. You know, try and do a massage on a cat or a dog. They're not tense until they get old, you know, and their bodies start breaking down.
Mm.
They're as loose as could be. And, you know, if you were as loose as a cat, you'd be purring too.
Yeah, that's something I aspire to, looking at my own cat.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel I have a cat purring inside of me 24 hours a day. Believe me, I don't need anything else out of life. It just feels good just to sit in a chair and breathe. It just changes your whole outlook on life when you feel that good.
I definitely agree. And that sense of peace, it's actually very powerful. It's a sense of fun, joy, aliveness, and this really deep peace that in some ways is hard to describe other than a sense of calm. Things, we just don't react to things that are difficult and problematic in the same way.
Sure. I mean, all of us are going to have stress. All of us have problems. Mm. But the perspective changes, you know, because we have our bodies, we have us, and it feels good no matter what, you know. Yeah, it doesn't make life easier. It just makes it more fun, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think we've described the before, during, and after of our work. And hopefully our listeners have got a flavor for what it is that we help with and what we can achieve. What Matt and I would like to do, and we are going to do, is offer 2 or 3 volunteers next week an opportunity to experience the healing work that we do and to see what a difference it makes to them. So if you're interested, please get in touch with me. You can do that via my website. My website is healthyinmind.com, and you can let me know what you'd like help with, and we'll be in touch. The call time for next week is 6:30 p.m. So, and that's UK time. So, is there anything else you'd like to add, Matt?
Just thank you for having me on your program. I'm really honored, and I'm pleased for the chance to tell people about the benefits of EFT. I think it's wonderful.
It's been lovely chatting with you.
It has been. Thank you. You too. And I look forward to working with you next week.
Excellent.
What I would like to do is tell callers, though, that it's best if they don't do tapping for at least 24 hours before the program, and also that they not do any type of energy work on themselves for about 3 days prior. Why? Because EFT changes your energy pattern, and so does, of course, energy work like Reiki, pranic healing, or anything like that. So just something to bear in mind. Mainly, we want to see you at your worst, all right, to get a good reading. So that's the reason for that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. And if you'd like to remind readers, listeners, of your website once again.
Sure. Thank you very much. It's coherenthealing.com, www.coherenthealing.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. And until next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.